Message number 393. The hatred will mount against you. You will be told that this work is from Satan. Wednesday, April 11, 2012 at 09:20 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, why is it that you sometimes question the graces I have given you? The gift of reading souls was given to you so that you can discern the intentions of those poor souls who will try to undermine my holy word. This gift will enable you to feel compassion for such souls and help them to find the truth path to eternal life and to free their souls from the torment that they endure. This gift will also enable you to identify false prophets. You will know instantly who comes in my name and who does not. At first you will feel a terrible sinking feeling of fear because you will recognize Satan's work. You will know immediately when he is present in others. When he attacks you through others, you will feel like you have been kicked in the stomach. You will feel nauseous when you come face to face with someone whose soul has been stolen by Satan, and you will tremble and feel dizzy. You will speak, however, to such souls with my words and with a strength you will not recognize as your own. Many who come to you with pure souls will feel the light and my presence surge through their bodies. Few of humble heart and a deep love for me will fail to respond to my Holy Spirit, which has flooded your soul. My daughter, this is now a difficult stage of your mission. The hatred will mount against you. You will be told that this work is from Satan. Don't you know how Satan the deceiver works? He convinces good souls that when my word is spoken that it is not from me. He tries to convince others through their fear of him that the traits associated with him are present in others. He causes doubts and distress in souls by deceiving them, by blinding them to the truth, and by preventing them from receiving graces designed by me to sanctify their souls. Those he attacks the most are those who are closest to me. This includes not only visionaries and prophets, but the very souls I need to help form my army. This army will defeat Satan. He knows this and will never give up in his quest for souls. Remember this, though. Satan does not have the power that I have. He cannot defeat the Holy Trinity. He is powerless against my mother, who has been given authority to destroy him. He fears her. To all those who doubt my word given through these messages, please ask my beloved mother to bring you closer to my Sacred Heart. Ask her to cover you with her holy mantle and give you the protection you need from the evil one. Remember, the evil one is full of hatred. When you find hatred of any kind in your heart, especially towards my holy messengers, know that Satan has tempted you to sin. That is when you must ask me for the graces to make you strong. Remember, I will never turn my back on any of you, including those of you who hate my messengers and those souls who reject me. Your loving Savior, Jesus Christ.